color-blinded husband. Hello, I have been married for 2 years now. I have known my husband 5 of those years, but surely the longer you stay with someone, you start to know a person. I am married to a man that is darn color-struck. If I had known this before I married him, I would have second thoughts. It does not matter how a woman looks. If you are fair-skinned or white, she is pretty to him. We'll be watching TV, and he will comment on someone, which is okay, but they are always white or light-skinned. I was brought up not to have any prejudice when it comes to color. He has never said any woman that is medium to dark-skinned is cute or pretty. It is just like they do not exist. This is so irritating to me. And get this, I am a dark-skinned sister. I ask him all the time why he married me, and he says I am pretty, etc. But it makes me think, but he is always saying that that is a pretty red woman. I do not like the term for color red. It is like he is lost in his color blindness. Please help. Lost and confused in South Carolina. That's probably a first. I think we got a letter like that. Okay, dear Lost and Confused, let me just say this. I really don't know what to tell you. It's just unfortunate, I'll say, that with all we as African Americans have to deal with in terms of racism, that there are still people in our own race that discriminate against us when it comes to the color of our skin. And I got news to you. This is nothing new. It's been going on for centuries. You know, it's some of the fallout from slavery. You know, we're blonde and blue-eyed. That is a standard of beauty. And the closer you are to that, then the better people think you look. You know, some people just don't have the ability, to see beauty in all shades of black. However, didn't you say that he married you and you're dark-skinned and he says you're pretty? You know, so my real question to you is, are you more upset about the color-struck thing with your husband or by the fact that he's looking and commenting on other women in front of you like that? Because that seems rather odd to me. I think you need to check him on that. That's really what I... because that's a little disrespectful. Steve?
Let me get you out the lost and confused line. Let me clean it up for you. First of all, let's just talk about your husband. But then again, I kind of want to talk about you. But let's talk about your husband first. First of all, you need to be a constant reminder to your husband of who he is and who you are. First of all, let's just get it categorized. You are married to an Uncle Tom. You must first come to terms with that. That you have not selected a bad husband. You are married to an Uncle Tom. You are married to, there's a movie or book out called The Spook That Sat Next to the Dope. That's your man. See, you have married an Uncle Tom. You have married a man who is really, back in slavery, been reborn. He was what we call in slavery. He was the house N-word back in the slave days. And now he lives at your house. Your man has married you, and he's an Uncle Tom. You have to do things to remind him of who he really is. Like for Christmas, don't just buy him a tie or nothing. Give him a burlap sack. Have a little cotton in the bottom of it. Let him remember who he really is. That all the white women on TV that he's so in love with wouldn't have his black behind out there washing their car if they had to.
Come on.
You remind your husband that you loved him in spite of the fact that he was an Uncle Tom, a house in, and all of this here with his little. What color is your husband? That's what I needed to know in the letter. And he done married you, you dog skin. See, you slipping in your duties because you can bring his little high yellow loving light skin wannabe white Uncle Tom behind right on back into the house. Wow. You can start by doing little stuff. Like, wear darker makeup. Put on makeup that makes you a little darker than normal. Just be sitting in low light conditions in the house. When he come in, don't have no lights on. Just have candlelight flicking and you sitting over there with dark lipstick. Get your teeth whitened.
Yeah.
Be sitting up there just look like a little ad for a Bright Smile commercial. Just really tick him off. Matter of fact, just wear all black and be blacker. tan. Be in the wintertime laying out on the roof just getting darker.
Crazy.
Tan it, lotion, do all that stuff. And then say stuff to him to remind him. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. We have sayings that help you understand your blackness and be all right with it. Black don't crack. Just do stuff like that to him. Here's enough stuff. Here's what you could really do. Cut him off from your dark skin cookie. See, don't give out no more dark skin cookie. Then let's see how he feel about it. Because everybody he in love with ain't breaking off cookie to him. He can't go get the white girl. He can't go get the light-skinned girl. He just getting you. Cut him off from the dog skin cookie. And then lay stuff around the house that remind him of how good the cookie is.
Like
chocolate chip cookies. Sprinkle them around the house. Chocolate chip cookies. The best part of the cookie is that little dog thing that's in there. It's some upside. Almond joys. Lay them around the house. All that. To get to that white coconut, you got to bite through this dark chocolate nougat. You can put a Kit Kat on the house. Don't give him no more Kit Kat and put Kit Kats around the house. That's a good cookie to remind him of what he ain't getting no more. You can get German chocolate cake, all that brown in the middle. But you have got to take matters into your own hand. Start leaving notes to your husband on his work. Just say stuff like, have a nice day, Uncle Tom.
Man.
Or when he come in at night, you know, get him a bathrobe, have his name put on the side, Uncle. You know, just have Uncle put on the bathrobe, on the chest plate. Don't put his name, just put Uncle on there. On all your towels, put UT on them. You know, Uncle Tom. Just put little stuff like that. All that little stuff like that. You know,
raise his consciousness.
Yeah, you know, raise his level of consciousness. Mm-hmm. Instead of having Molten Brown lotion in there, put a Corn Huskers lotion in there. Let him feel a sense of who he is. You know, buy all black makeup. Just leave it around the house and make him realize who he is. Mm. You know, stuff like
identity
that.
Identity crisis.
He needs some new underwear. Make them for him. Sew him out of burlap.
Ouch. That's an itchy situation.
Matter of fact, when he sit down for a ball and he wants some dinner and stuff, just serve him a plate of cotton. Warm it up in the microwave. Just set a plate of cotton out there. Just remind him. Sometimes when you're married to an Uncle Tom, you have to take Uncle Tom type measures. You have to do stuff like that. Have a bunch of white co-workers come over to the house saying Negro spirits.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.